Warnock, Ossoff boosted in Georgia after decades of mass immigration. By John Binder on January 10, 2021. Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff received significant boosts in their challenges to Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, in Georgia's runoff elections this month after the state's foreign-born population ballooned over the last three decades. Warnock, who beat Loeffler with 51% of the vote, won huge majority support from Georgia's two largest immigrant populations, winning 64% of Hispanics and 60% of Asian Americans. In contrast, Loeffler won less than 4 in 10 Hispanics and about 40% of Asians. Ossoff pulled off a similar feat, gaining support from 64% of Hispanics and nearly 6 in 10 Asians compared to Perdue's 36% with Hispanics and 41% with Asians. According to the New York Times, the Democrat wins are fueled by the state's changing demographics that could mean that Georgia has finally achieved battleground status, for which the Democrat Party has long worked. Days before the election, Democrat activists gleefully cheered that the state had become their new California with a trajectory of change. As much of the establishment media has acknowledged, much of the Democrats' success in Georgia is due to the nation's annual admission of 1.2 million legal immigrants a year who can eventually become naturalized citizens and sponsor foreign relatives for green cards. The process is known as chain migration. Before President George H.W. Bush signed the Immigration Act of 1990, Georgia's foreign-born population stood at about 2.7% of its total population with fewer than 200,000 foreign-born residents in the state. Today, Georgia is home to nearly 1.1 million foreign-born residents who make up more than 10% of the state's population, a 515% increase in three decades. Nearly 3 in 10 of these foreign-born residents are Asian and another almost 4 in 10 are Hispanic. Most significantly for Democrats, though, is that in 1990, less than 40% of foreign-born residents in Georgia were naturalized citizens and thus eligible to vote if they were 18 years old or older. Today, more than 45%, or about 480,000, of the state's foreign-born residents are naturalized citizens and thus eligible to vote once they hit 18 years old. The number of foreign-born voters and their voting-age children in Georgia has boomed by 337% since 2000, while the native-born voting-age population in Georgia has increased just 22% over that same period. As has occurred in Virginia, the booming of Georgia's foreign-born population is making the state increasingly favorable to Democrats. President-elect Joe Biden won the state by a slim margin of 0.2% against President Donald Trump, according to state election officials. The establishment media has repeatedly noted the impact of immigration on the Democrats' odds in congressional districts, swing states, and presidential elections. In 2019, for example, an analysis by The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein revealed that congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average, a little more than 14%, have a 90% chance of being won by Democrats over Republicans. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios reporters Jim VandeHei and Mike Allen wrote in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. At current legal immigration levels, Georgia's foreign-born population is set to continue expanding. By 2040, research by the Center for Immigration Studies states that the U.S. will have brought 15 million new foreign-born voters to the U.S., 8 million of which will have arrived through chain migration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.